Great Escape on Indus3.fm. India's wildlife sanctuaries worth visiting. A lot of people have a fascination for animals. While some are attracted to domestic ones, others prefer those who dwell in the rustic environs of the jungles. India is one of the best places to visit to experience wildlife. India's first national park was established in 1936, now known as Jim Corbett National Park, in Uttarakhand. By 1970, India only had 5 national parks. In 1972, India enacted the Wildlife Protection Act and Project Tiger 1973 to safeguard the habitats of conservation-reliant species. Now there are 106 national parks in India. Several wildlife-prone areas in India have now been converted into protected areas for the conservation of endangered animal species and to put up a ban on the hunting habits of the people. A significant chunk of wildlife sanctuaries in India is occupied by the southern region, making it a popular place for wildlife tours. So what are the names of famous animal sanctuaries in India? Periyar Tiger Reserve. It is notable as an elephant and tiger reserve. The protected area encompasses 925 square kilometers, of which 305 square kilometers, one of the core zone, was declared as the Periyar National Park in 1982. The park is a repository of rare, endemic, and endangered flora and fauna and forms the major watershed of two important rivers of Kerala, the Periyar and the Pamba River. Nestled amidst the Cardamom Hills and Pundalam Hills in the Western Ghats, the wildlife sanctuary boasts of 62 mammal species, 320 bird species, 45 reptiles, and 165 butterflies. One of the most enchanting aspects of this wildlife sanctuary is Periyar Lake, where tourists can enjoy bird watching via boat ride. Bandipur National Park. Once the private hunting ground of the erstwhile Maharaja of Mysore, Bandipur National Park was converted into a tiger reserve way back in 1973. Spanned across an area of 874 square feet, Bandipur, along with Nagarhole National Park, Mudumalai National Park, and Wynad Wildlife Sanctuary. These form the Nilgiri Biosphere Reserve, the largest protected area in South India. Apart from being an animal sanctuary, Bandipur is also famous for its timber tree variety such as teak, rosewood, sandalwood, and clumping bamboo. Erivikulam National Park. Located in proximity to the hill station of Munnar, in the Idukki district of Kerala, Erivikulam National Park is an ultimate destination for wildlife enthusiasts. The park shelters the endangered Nilgiri tar and boasts the largest population of this animal with an estimated number of 750. The Nilgiri tar is a stocky goat with short, coarse fur and a bristly mane. Males are larger than females and of darker color when mature. Both sexes have curved horns, reaching up to 40 centimeters for males and 30 centimeters for females. Besides Nilgiri tar, the park is home to 132 bird species, 19 amphibian species, and 26 mammal species. Annamudi, the largest peak in the southern Himalayas, is located within the park. Erivikulam National Park will be closed from February to March every year for 2 months due to the calving season of Nilgiri tar. Nagarhole Wildlife Sanctuary. Nagarhole gains its name from the snake-like river that winds its way through it. This park is a place of unspoiled wilderness, with a serene forest, bubbling streams, and a tranquil lake. Also known as Rajiv Gandhi National Park, the sanctuary, located in proximity to Bandipur National Park, is a part of the Nilgiri Biosphere. The park is under the contemplation of the UNESCO World Heritage Site Committee and is mainly visited for its large population of elephants. The area is shrouded with rich forest cover, small river streams, waterfalls, valleys, and hills. Some commonly found animals in this sanctuary are tigers, leopards, cheetah, striped hyenas, mouse deer, sloth bears, sambar, and smooth-coated otters. Kumarikum Bird Sanctuary. Developed in a rubber plantation as a bird sanctuary by Englishman George Alfred Baker, the sanctuary was formerly known as Baker's Estate. The Kerala Tourism Development Corporation currently manages the sanctuary. Set in the picturesque backwaters of Kumarakom, this bird sanctuary is an ornithologist's heaven and a favorite jaunt for migratory birds. The breeding season of marshland birds such as darter, cormorant, kingfisher, and white ibis is between June and August, and in between the months of November and May. Several migratory birds make Kumarakom Bird Sanctuary their transitory base. While cruising on the Vembanad Lake, you might be fortunate enough to glimpse rare bird species such as pin-tailed and spot-billed duck, marsh harrier, gargany teal, osprey, and steppe eagle. The aforementioned list of national parks and animal sanctuaries in South India is quite a hit with wildlife enthusiasts around the world. Other than having glimpses of fauna and avifauna species, one can enjoy the mesmerizing views of lush green hills and palm-fringed backwaters.